Radio.
Good evening, everyone. It is Wednesday, and it is August, I know this, 26th, and you're on live in the greatest neo soul and classic hip hop show on the web, powered by the Neo Soul Cipher next to the L.com and all that stuff. I am the one and only Q Man, and along with Regina, we are going to bring you all the good stuff. What is going on, Regina?
Nothing much, nothing new. Okay. Nothing personally new. Yeah.
Nothing personally?
I'll leave it at that. No, personally, everything's pretty much the same. You know, there's, you know, stuff going on, you know, in the news. But, yeah. How about you, Q-Man? How was your birthday?
Fantastic.
Was it? What'd you do?
Absolutely. I stayed above ground, which is all I want to do. I stayed above ground for another birthday, which is all I want to do. As long as I do that, I am winning.
I guess that's a good way to look at it. Yeah. You didn't have a big party or anything? Did you have a big party? I guess you can't do that anymore.
I'm going to have a big party with all the mess going on.
I know.
You can't do nothing nowadays.
I know. Did you hear about the Sturgis concert? I mean, well, the bikers. I shouldn't just say concert because it's like.
Oh, they still do stuff out there?
What? Because they're immune, you know. It's just us. We suffer. But, yeah, man. And then all the COVID cases resulting from that. Yeah, they did that.
No.
Yeah. I think, is that what Smash Mouth was? Perhaps. I mean, I don't want to say that because I may need Google. But yeah, well, they were just like partying, man. No masks. It's party central. Just like, it's just a little unnerving. A little bit. A little unnerving. To me, that's privilege. If you want to know what privilege means, it means you don't have to worry about shit like that. And
whoa,
if you don't have to worry about
whoa.
Shit like that, you're probably
whoa.
Privileged.
Wait a minute.
Oh, I said the S word. I'm sorry.
Wait. Wait a minute. Whoa. 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 Okay, wait. You mean we can curse on the show? I didn't think we could curse on the show. I never do. Because I thought we couldn't.
I know we can't. We shouldn't, Q-Man. But you know what? The news and everything, it does have me feeling some sort of way.
Wow.
It really does. So I apologize to you and to anyone that heard the F word.
Well, you did it at the right time because the CEO is not listening at the moment.
Oh, he's not, is he? Okay. So, yes. So to me, if you ever want to know what privilege is when you can walk around and don't give a shit. Then that's privilege.
Wow.
Think
that
about
is
it.
Three times that you have dropped
S-bombs. I'm sorry, you know. The shooting has just got me, you know. I'm sorry. I'm just feeling some sort of. I can't pretend that I don't. Well, I can pretend that I don't, but I don't feel like pretending that I don't. That I don't.
I just want to point. I just want to point out that in about 5 minutes, I'm gonna have like some hot turkey sloppy Joe sitting here. So I'm gonna need you to be a little more vocal when that goes down, because I told you. I was gonna try to play it off, you know, hit mute, take a bite. I'm not doing all that. So it's happening, okay? It's happening. All right.
No, I'm
so,
done. I'm done.
I just needed to point that out. In a little while, I am gonna be eating. It is what it is. I don't wanna hear nothing. But one thing that I did want to mention is today, finally, some pro athletes took a stand against what's going on out here. It started with the Milwaukee Bucks. They refused to play their playoff game today.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't come out the locker room. They basically forfeited the game, and the game was called. And then the other teams that were scheduled to play today followed suit. So the NBA players boycotted the playoff games today, which is big. You know, athletes taking a stand. had NFL players done this during the Kaepernick time, things would have been much different. But, you know.
Oh, no, he was so offensive. He was just too out there. He was just like, so offensive. How dare you take a knee? You know, and I'm being very sarcastic.
I love Colin Kaepernick.
I'm being very sarcastic. I mean, you know.
Oh, no, I know.
I know. I do as well. You think he'll marry me? I'm joking.
Lord. He's too old. He's too old for you. He's about 28 years old, 29. That's too old for you, ain't it?
That's disgusting. Oh, that's disgusting. He's too young. That's nasty.
Anyway.
Ew.
So, the reason that the NBA players are protesting these games is over the police shooting of Jacob Blake, who was shot in the back 7 times in front of his kids the other day. Of course, if you look on social media and things like that, you will see the comments from others that are, you know, typical of what we hear all the time. Oh, why didn't he? Why did he resist? Did what? Don't get me
resist
started.
What? Resist
don't,
what?
Don't get me started.
Yeah, you know, I'm just. I don't like being. You know what? I analyze things right now, and I don't know if anyone else feels this way, but I feel like I am on constant high alert. And
oh,
I
yeah?
felt that way. Yeah, and being in the military, you know, that's a term where you know, and I remember we had the earthquake in Germany. It was fun,
mm-hmm.
You know. I was like, oh, my God, we're attacked. Because it was during the Gulf War. And when that happened, the first thing I didn't think an earthquake, my mind went to attack. And that's why I feel, that's how I feel right now. Like I'm constantly thinking attack. And I'm constantly on high alert. What
speaking
to do.
Of attack and high alert, now that the CEO is listening to the show, can we go back a few minutes before he came on and say what you said again?
Cyber.
You knew I was going to do.
I said cyber.
So, CEO, if you missed it, Regina had some very inappropriate words that were awfully profane for this family. So I just want to point you. You know I'm a snitch.
Why are you so... Oh my
I'm
God.
A snitch,
you know,
and I hate on you. You know that.
It's just when I thought I loved you, Q man. That's what I thought we were. You know, we were.
Sorry, I got you. Okay. Hey, I won't say nothing else. Regina cursed 3 times. All right. So, moving on.
I said Scheiser.
Yeah.
I said, this is Scheiser. You know what?
Anyway, I had to get it out. I had to get it out. I'm sorry. We have one more thing before we get into this very unique guest we have tonight. So, for all of you that know, I am a nerd. And the new trailer for The Batman came out over the weekend, which was a birthday present to me, as it was a fantastic movie trailer. Did you see it, Regina? No, you didn't.
I'm sorry,
why
is
would
it a
I
cartoon?
Ask you that?
Is it a cartoon?
No, it's
cartoon.
Not a cartoon. What, I look like I'm 12?
I don't want
no.
to talk on Batman. Why would I watch Batman?
So anyway.
I don't like
yes.
that. Why would I watch Batman?
So yes, believe it
How
or not.
You?
Robert Pattinson, but believe it or not, Robert Pattinson looked fantastic in the Batsuit. The movie looked good. Even Zoe Kravitz looked like she's going to be a good Catwoman. The movie looks good.
Hey,
so,
is that Lenny Kravitz's daughter?
Yes, it
Lenny
is.
And, God,
see how I keep it music-based? You see that?
Absolutely. Lenny and Lenny,
yes.
Oh, God, from The Cosby Show.
Yes. So
yeah. Oh, I cannot believe I can't think of her name right now. But
I'm not going to go on and on about it. But if you are one of my close personal friends, yes, I will be renting a theater when this comes out in October of 2021. So that being said,
That's good, huh? Okay.
Well, you know how much I love Batman, so you know he's my guy, but. It's time to talk about our guest. We have a very unique guest tonight. We have Herb Wilborn Jr., and he is a flutist, which is extremely unique. Oh, no, flautist. Flautist, I meant to say. I'd never say that right. I meant to say flautist. And, you
like
know,
pianist?
You got to get your mind out of that. I don't know what's going on with you, but anyway.
What? Will you play?
Flautist. And one of the things that I am going to ask, well, no, maybe I won't ask that, because I have so many questions. I heard his songs. His songs sound amazing. And it took
Absolutely.
Me, it made me think about back when I was in fourth grade and I, you know, they asked, what instruments do you guys want to play? We're giving you instruments. Back then, they gave you an instrument. And, you know, I wanted to play the trumpet, but my mother was like, you're not bringing a trumpet in the house. So she told me to get a clarinet. So I got the clarinet. And basically, that clarinet case was my invitation to get my behind kicked every day walking home from school. You know, they just jumped the guy with the clarinet.
Did he be a musician?
No, well, it was clarinet. I mean,
everyone loves me. Who cares? If you're a musician, man, you get all the ladies or guys or whatever you want. Yeah, man.
Well,
music.
Come on. The clarinet is not exactly that type of instrument.
Okay, why don't you carry a doggone tuba and see how much you get laid?
Well, you are very blunt this evening, okay? But I'm just going to go right past that. But the point is, Herb Wilborn Jr. sounds amazing with the flute. And
absolutely.
I never knew it could sound like that, because when I was playing the clarinet and it was just, you know, A, B, or C, half the time I was squeaking and, you know, it wasn't what I thought it was going to be. But then to hear him play the flute, I feel like I missed out, because, you know, I always thought, oh, it's got to be the trumpet or the trombone or the this or the that.
Yeah.
But this guy makes the flute sound like I can't even put it in the words.
Especially Breezing is one of my favorites, too. He did a remake of Breezing that we're going to play hopefully tonight. And that's one of my favorites. I'm like, oh, God, he's amazing. Yeah.
Oh, we are going to play that. And we got to ask him if he's a LeBron fan.
Because he's
a Cleveland guy, I believe.
Yeah.
So we got to ask him what he thinks of LeBron and his chances, even though you don't keep up with that stuff because, you know, you're Regina.
Because I'm a girl.
I didn't say that. I am not a chauvinist.
I'm so glad
I am
get
not
you
a chauvinist. I am not a chauvinist in any way. And before the night's over, I'm going to mansplain to you about Cleveland and LeBron. So.
Okay.
Now that we got that out the way.
Okay.
Two things have happened now. It's about 15 past the hour, which means it's time for us to get into Herb Wilborn Jr.'s music and then come back with him. I have Turkey Sloppy Joe here, so I'm going to get into that while we get into Breezin' by Herb Wilborn.
I thought you were getting on the treadmill. Okay, never mind.
I get on the treadmill,
what?
But the thing is, I get on the treadmill, but the problem is it doesn't have a cup holder for my fruity drink. And it's just not equipped to handle my stuff.
Oh my God.
What?
Oh.
So on that note, everyone, I want you guys to hear the amazing music of Herb Wilborn Jr. And we're going to play his song, Breezin'. Phenomenal song. I want y'all to hear what he's doing with this flute. It's kind of crazy.
Mm.
Yeah,
really amazing. Amazing.
It really is. So, enough said. Let's get into it. When we come back, we'll talk to the man himself. So, here we go. Breezin', Herb Wilborn Jr. Okay. That was amazing. See, that I can't even put that into. That's good stuff. And you know what? We got the man himself on the line, Herb Wilbourn Jr. What's going on, bro?
Hey, how you guys doing, man?
Hey, man.
We are doing good, man. Glad to have you on.
Glad to be on. And hey, you know, I've been listening for probably the last 10 or 15 minutes, and I've been kind of chuckling at you all's dialogue. It's so funny. It's hilarious. You guys are hilarious.
Well,
love it.
And I'm sorry about Regina's potty mouth.
I don't know about you.
Yeah, I took a few notes with that Regina was talking about, you know, the tuba and getting laid and all this other stuff. That's
I'm sorry.
I was checking all that out, man. I'm
you see that? And they think it's me.
Hey, Regina, you're my kind of woman.
They act like I'm the bad one, Herb.
No, because now we have to have a tuba player because I said that.
Well, one thing yes. for sure, you got to keep it 100, and you guys are keeping it 100.
Yes.
And that's what I'm really enjoying.
I appreciate that, man.
You know
we
what?
Appreciate it.
Yes. No. And music is magic. So now that I said that and I screwed up, I want to interview a tuba player now.
No, it's kind of hard to take back what you've already said, Regina.
Yeah, you can't take it back.
That's not how it works.
That's right.
No.
It's out there now.
Okay, so I want a tuba player from Trumbull Shorty's band because they were amazing. Just put that out there.
Musicians
are amazing. What I would say, never mind. Anyway,
yes.
Herb, how are you, sweetheart?
I'm fabulous. I'm absolutely fabulous.
Good.
Favorite word,
good.
Fabulous.
Yeah. We are excited to have you on. I know you heard when I was talking about my mother forcing me to play the clarinet. She wouldn't let me have a trumpet.
Yeah.
And how, you know,
that led to some
beatings at school, you know.
Yeah. Well, you know, it would seem that the beatings would have been more severe with a flute player at that age than it would be a clarinet player, but it never happened.
Wow.
It would never happen.
Wow.
I got to say, guys, and I know this is going to come out wrong, too. It's going to sound wrong. But when you said flute, and then I said trombone, I was thinking sides.
Okay.
She can't even get it out.
The sides. And I was like, is he making fun? Because the flutes are like little tiny instruments. The sides doesn't matter. That's what... And my heart was really in the right place.
I need our standards and practices department to reach out to Regina and straighten out some things because now it's getting out of control.
No.
So
Herb,
anyway.
You feel me, right? Herb, you know what I'm saying.
We're gonna move away from what Regina is doing. Clearly. You know, COVID has gotten people to drink a little more alcohol, do whatever that they used to do, but in more succession. So let's just try to get past that. Let's start with how you began on your path of playing the flute. Because as a child, we all start playing these instruments, and most people don't stay with them.
Yeah.
So how did it happen for you?
I tell you what is interesting, Q, you mentioned fourth grade, and that's exactly when I was introduced to music in the fourth grade.
Wow.
Yeah. So you said fourth grade clarinet. I was fourth grade flute. But I tell you, even you are being introduced to music is very, very positive. And a lot of kids don't get that these days. At least introduced. You have to be introduced to try to determine if that's the direction your life's going to take you. So
absolutely.
You know, for me, my siblings, two brothers and two sisters, were all introduced to music at a young age, and that's when the elementary schools were really, really pushing music and pushing how important it was to learn how to play music. But I was the only one in the family that stuck with it. It was just kind of a natural path for me, and It's funny. My parents, they never ever told me to practice. I always wanted to practice myself. So, yeah, it was just part of me. It was a part of me at a
it's
very
a passion.
Young. Yeah.
Wow. So, when you got to Joseph Juho's,
yes,
were you intimidated, and how did that go initially?
Well, prior to going to the Cleveland Institute of Music, I was in the, I was at a learning facility here in Cleveland called the Supplementary Center, which mm-hmm. was extremely popular back in the day, and my mom used to drive me. It was downtown Cleveland, which is about 20 minutes from my home where I was when I grew up. So every Saturday she'd drive me down to the Supplementary Center, and the reason that I was able to go to the Supplementary Center was by recommendation from the music teacher at the elementary school.
Mm-hmm.
So he must have detected something that he thought I needed to nurture, and that's kind of how it developed. And when I ended up going to the Institute, Professor Juho's, I mean, there was no intimidation. I was really anxious to learn classical music, and he was the top classical performer at the Institute. Mm. And we just had a wonderful relationship.
Nice. Nice.
Do you have any
wow.
recordings of class? Did you record any classical?
I have not recorded classical, but it's interesting. Mm-hmm. I'm in the process of possibly doing some classical music as we speak, and I think it might be kind of cool to do that because a lot of folks don't see African Americans playing classical music, but there are a ton of folks that know classical music as well as jazz, and I'm one of them.
Mm.
Yeah, classical music, especially like it does have its benefits. So it's breathing for singers or what have you, or learning
yeah.
your scales, your music theory or what have you.
Yes.
I mean, it's not, you know, it's not a waste of your time, for sure.
No,
for
the,
sure.
Technique, the technique in classical
Absolutely.
Music is at a very high level. And I tell you, that's how I really got interested in classical music. Of course, when you're coming up as a youngster, you're playing, you know, pretty easy classical stuff. But when I was coming up and I heard Hubert Laws, I said, mm-hmm. okay, this is what I want to do. And it was a phenomenal. Juilliard music, I mean, the symphony, I mean, he's just a monster. So he's the one flautist that kind of gave me inspiration to learn classical because of his classical chops playing jazz. That's what I wanted to do. So that was kind of my motivation.
Yeah, classical music, yeah, it should never die, and it probably will never die. Yeah, because
absolutely
yeah.
not.
Yeah,
very
absolutely.
True. You have played in some very large venues.
Yeah.
Do you ever get nervous when you do that?
The nerves might kind of happen before I go on stage, but once on stage, the nerves leave. And I tell you, in my younger days of performing, I had to understand that, especially playing flute, you could not have altered breathing because it would mess up your embouchure and it'd mess up your tone. So, your altered breathing is not like having a saxophone or a trumpet or a clarinet that's actually against your lips or in your mouth where you have more control, but the flute just rests on your lower lip. So, yeah, so if your breathing is altered, boy, it really takes its toll on your sound. So I learned that early. So
you can't get nervous. You have to calm down, right?
You've got to calm down. You can't.
Yeah.
You can't get a note out if you start quivering.
Wow.
In my younger performing days, yeah.
Yeah, Q, man, that's a gift. That's some, like, I talk to, like, the guitar players, the drummers, and I'm like, okay, you might get nervous, and I understand, but it's sort of like a little different. With singers or like say instruments, where your breathing really matters.
Yes.
You know, and that can like ruin, that can break every. Your nerves can break everything.
Yeah, it sure can.
Mm-hmm.
It sure can.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, no, I don't get nervous. You know, especially not these days performing. I just enjoy it so much, and I'm trying to really, you know, give that energy to my audience now as best I can. So,
Right.
It's just a lot. It's just fun now. It's a lot of fun. It's always been fun.
Wow. Well, we're scared of crowds. So much respect to you.
Thank you. Thank you.
What you do is not easy. And I would think that that's more difficult than a regular singer. You know,
yeah.
Someone that goes out there and just relies on their voice and just puts it out, because yours requires a level of concentration, breathing techniques. What are you all talking about?
Herb, don't reply. Don't respond to that.
I think as it relates to an instrumentalist. Now, it's been said, and you guys may have even heard this, that the flute is one of the most difficult instruments to play.
Mm-hmm.
Because the flute does just rest on your lower lip, so it requires a tremendous amount of air focus, and you know the technique is important too. And having a superior instrument helps too, because the better the instrument, the easier it is to play it and execute.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Oh.
So no disrespect to the singers, Regina. I'm not going to do that. Never. I love singers. don't try to trap me. I love
singers. I wouldn't dare. I'm trying to get cute, man, because I owe
him. Herb loves the singers. He says they just don't have to concentrate as much as he does.
Well, I wouldn't say that.
Herb, I'm just messing with you, man.
I think the level of concentration is just focused in a different way.
Absolutely. I'm just messing with you.
I know you
see her.
And that's Regina. Regina is the catalyst of all of these things, because she's in an unusually happy place. I don't know what's going on.
Hey, Herb, yes. Always keep in mind, I'm the one that has your back. I was looking out for you. I'm like,
God.
Don't answer it. Don't say that.
Okay.
I'm looking
okay.
out for you.
So
I appreciate that, Regina.
I'm not even, you can't with her. So you have performed with a lot of A-list folks.
Uh-huh.
And
now
I'm guessing that you have, because you have a certain professional and concentration level that is extremely high, and it shows in your music.
Thank you, bro.
Have you ever experienced one of these people, one of these named people, and of course you don't have to say the name, but, and you were surprised at how much higher your level of concentration and professionalism was compared to theirs?
Good call. Ooh, good one.
You know what? I really never compare myself to anybody, because it's really not a competition,
mm-hmm.
Hugh. It's you know, everybody has something to offer.
Right.
And everybody's offerings on a different level.
Right.
I just strive to be the best I can be, and really try to be as expressive as I can be. But I don't really ever look at myself and compare myself to anybody else, because you know there's really no benefit to that. There's no advantage to that. Yeah.
I hear you.
Oh, I love.
So,
great answer.
Tell me about tell us about how. We've been asking everyone that comes on, basically,
sure.
How is your creative processes been throughout the pandemic? Are you finding it easier? Is your brain functioning like you're all this free time, you're just kicking things out? Or are you struggling because of all of the extra time that you find that you have?
I think initially it was a very awkward place for
mm-hmm.
me, and I think for most it was very awkward, because with all of the venues that were set up for us to perform this year, to realize that they had all been canceled was a pretty major blow to the, you know, to the, I don't know if I'd call it the ego, but it was a blow to the spirit.
Yeah.
Major
spirit.
Blow to the spirit. Yeah, we were really, really on the cusp of doing some really wonderful things, and we were hoping to try to book some things internationally, which were in place, but those things have since been kind of put on the back burners.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and it was something the first couple of months, but I have still been writing, and am looking forward to. Actually, I was planning on dropping another single this year in April, mm-hmm. but because of the COVID, you know, it didn't make sense to spend money for promotion and really not getting the full mileage of mm-hmm. people listening. So
right.
It wasn't a good strategy. And I talked to a couple of my national buddies that they ended up doing the same thing. They just kind of pulled back and waited to see what direction this thing was going.
Mm-hmm.
And I think everybody's kind of gearing up for 2021 and being optimistic, as I am, because I'm going to drop something. I have to drop something. I can't not have music on the air that's new. So in January, mm-hmm. I'll be putting out another single.
Nice.
And I'll let you guys know about it.
That's all. We appreciate that.
Yeah.
Do we get anything about what it's about, or have you started working on it, or any hint?
Well, it's actually, the single is actually 95% to 98% complete.
Mm.
Yeah, and it would have been finished by that April release time, but because of the COVID thing, we just kind of backed up and wasn't as aggressive to try to finish it, but we would have finished it and it would have been out by now. But I think what's also going to happen is probably mid next year, I'll have a complete, probably 10 song CD, whatever you want to call it, whatever format they're going to be using, USB, I don't know. But another additional 9 fresh songs with the one that we're going to release in January. So I'm excited about that. I'm looking forward to it. I think the record's going to do well.
Oh, good.
Nice.
Yay.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Yay.
yep.
So with what's been happening, I'm
yeah.
sure you've seen a lot of people take to social media
yeah.
to do concerts, to do showings, to do all types of things that weren't happening before. Have
yeah.
you considered doing things virtually, maybe a virtual concert, maybe dropping the single virtually or anything like that?
Well, yeah, it's something that actually was in works, the works. There's a piece of equipment that I was trying to, that I actually ordered, believe it or not, I ordered this equipment May 4th.
Mm-hmm.
And what it is, it's a mixer that allows you to stream from your telephone. So so the audio quality is outstanding, is phenomenal.
Mm.
The dilemma is everybody in the world is trying to get one.
Mm.
So Roland is the manufacturer of this mixer that one of my good friends who has a mixer and has done virtual concerts.
Mm.
And I mean, his sound was phenomenal. I called him. I said, "What are you using?" So he told me, and I ordered it, and it has yet to be shipped to the company.
So it's like
wow.
a mixer for live, like for singing live.
Yeah,
you mean
it's like a yeah, it's
or
like
for live
a,
music.
It's a mixer that allows the audio signal to be kind of digitally upgraded, so that the sound is really of high quality when you're listening over the computer and over your telephone.
So, okay. So does it take, like, let's say you're singing live,
okay.
but does it like adjust to it sounds like a recording quality? Is
well,
that what you're saying?
Well, what I'm saying is audio-wise, it
yes.
won't be muffled. It'll be very clean. You may not hear the lower end because, of course, speakers on your telephone are very small, so they don't reproduce low ends very well. But this mixer, it creates an amazing audio frequency that really,
mm-hmm.
really, really translates well over the telephone and over the computer.
Oh, that's
so
great.
That
makes it sound better.
Yes, tremendously better. And the unit is so interesting. The unit is only $100, but...
Whoa.
I have since gone on, you know, eBay to see, well, maybe I'll find one on eBay. And,
mm-hmm.
of course, the ones on eBay are $300, $350. So people know that you can't get this thing, so they've amped up the price. But
that's
I had intention several months ago of doing at least one virtual concert, but I haven't gotten the piece yet. Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Well, we hope you do it. Cause
I'm watching.
Your sound needs to get out there, man.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I
like it because it's so unique and it's different, you know, and smooth. I like it.
Appreciate it. You know, I've been so fortunate. The release of Breezin in 2017, I went into a national radio campaign with a company in California, and we released Breezin nationally in June of 2017, which was only 6 months before the end of the year, but the record made the top 100 smooth jazz in the country. So it did really
well.
Nice. Yeah, we landed on number 71 of 100.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I was proud of that.
That is fantastic.
That is wonderful.
Thank
you. Did she ever go to Germany yet? Yeah,
I haven't.
Breezin. Yeah, see? Breezin was introduced. I heard that first with a German band there.
Okay.
And it was 105 years ago. So, but I think it was like 1990, probably. And they used to play this, and I was like, "Oh my God, I love that song!" And he did it so doggone beautifully.
Yeah. Do you know who wrote that song?
Performed or wrote?
Wrote.
I don't want to answer that because I could be wrong. Who wrote
it? No, answer it. If you're wrong, I'll help you.
No, because people are listening, and I make people. I was going to say George Benson.
No, George Benson performed it, but he didn't write it.
Who wrote it?
Good
Bobby
guess,
Womack.
Regina.
Bobby Womack wrote Breezin.
No way.
He did? Oh, my God. I love Bobby Womack's music.
Vocal.
Oh, my God.
Bobby Womack.
Because you know we're North Carolina. We love the Bobby Womack.
Hey, he wrote Breezin. Isn't that amazing?
Wow.
Did not know that.
Yeah. But George Benson put it on the map, I'm going to tell you. And it's been a staple ever since.
Mm.
And we said that with, I think we interviewed another artist. Like George Benson, to me, I thought was like, is one of the most underrated. No, he's respected, but I think he's so talented. I just wish he was, just like a household name for everybody, for everyone, because he's so doggone talented.
Yeah, he's tremendous.
Yeah. I did not know Bobby Womack wrote that.
Yeah, he wrote that. Yeah. And I've been playing that song for 100 years, and I said, you know what, I want to record this, but I'm gonna put a Herb Wilborn twist on it. So it swings a little bit now than the original. Yeah.
Yes.
You see that, everybody? Herb comes through, drops some banging music, and then gives you the knowledge of stuff you didn't know. You see that?
Yes.
That's what I'm talking about.
Womack, man, that's a big deal.
Yes. He wrote that. Mm-hmm.
That is. Wow.
Q, you're not too young, are you, Q? Q, I know you just had a birthday.
I got an old soul, so that's all I listen to is classic Motown. And I'm not young. I'm 47 years old.
That's young.
Oh, that's what I'm old.
You're young. It's relative, but you're young.
Are you still a kid?
Well, you know, this past month, I finally stopped plucking the two gray hairs out of my beard. So
You stopped plucking it?
That.
Why?
Yeah, I just gave up. I'm just going to let it happen.
Oh, no. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, never, ever give up. You're giving the wrong message, Q-Man.
Getting older doesn't mean giving up. No, I mean I'm giving up on plucking the gray hairs out.
Put that dog on hair. Nobody wants to see it.
that's not necessarily true.
You're right.
Exactly.
Some people want to see them. Yeah,
salt and pepper is in.
Yeah,
it is sexy. It is sexy. So we won't go about we won't even talk about the sexist part of that. But yeah, it is. I agree. It is. Someone on Facebook had that. They were showing all these brown men with the gray beard. And the question was, is that sexy? And I'm like, I'm thinking, I didn't respond. So I'm like, well, yeah, it is. Not you, Q man, though. Your blood. That's nasty.
I can't.
There you have it. Hey, now let me ask you guys a question.
Of course.
Are you folks in the studio together right now, or are you on different locations?
No, we would be fighting, man. There's no way we could be in the same studio.
Oh, wow.
We are probably, well, I'm in Ocean City right now. He's in Alexandria, Virginia, so I would get probably about three or four hours. However, I don't want to let the cat out of the bag, but hopefully soon we will be virtually together.
If you guys are in the same studio, you gotta. If you guys ever end up in the same studio, you gotta put it on, you know, on like Zoom or something, so people can really see you together.
Definitely, because you know, they play me out on here, Herb. Cause I don't know Have you seen our website?
I have.
So you know that the picture that they have of the young woman, the black woman looking in the air with the headphones on, you know, that's a cartoon picture of Regina. You know, she's the logo. She's the logo of the entire company.
Am I not seeing Regina with the long dreads
If you scroll all the way to the bottom, you'll see me. But right at the top of the page, Regina is that cartoon logo of the young lady looking up with the headphones.
I'm there.
That's not me.
They made her the logo, Herb.
No. He's like, he knows I'm the dreadlock girl. I don't look anything like that. It would be not me.
It's clearly you.
Wait, you don't look anything like the dreadlocks?
Exactly.
No, I don't look anything like the logo.
Oh, but you
I
are.
I have the dreadlocks.
Oh, okay.
That's me.
Okay.
I'm there. I would love to look like the logo. However.
So, Herb,
I can't wait to meet you guys live. That's going to be
we look forward to that.
When the fun is going to begin.
We like to travel, Herb.
Hey, Cleveland's a wonderful place to visit. Have you guys visited Cleveland?
No, I've never been there.
Great town, man.
Have you heard of this band, Good Charlotte?
Good Charlotte, I have not.
Yeah, they're like sort of, they're from this area. It's
okay.
A long story. But yeah, Lifestyle, Liberty, she's famous. Oh, wait a minute. One married Nicole Richie.
But did you hear them in Cleveland?
Because I know them personally. It's a long story. I won't go into this.
Okay.
But that was their first, they're from my area.
Okay.
And we're friends. And that was the first big gig that I heard them was at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Oh, no kidding. Okay. Cool.
Yeah. I was so proud of them. It was a big deal. So, yeah, they did. They're like, they were, I want to say punk rock, but they're sort of punk.
Okay.
Sort of.
Okay.
But, yeah. It was Benji and Joel, and one married Nicole Richie, and the two twins. Never mind.
Wow.
Cleveland. Cleveland was nice.
That's cool.
It was fun. It was nice.
Wow. So are you a big LeBron fan, Herb?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
I hear you.
No question about
man.
It. For what he's done and has done it consistently for 17 years, that's absolutely phenomenal. He's phenomenal. Yeah.
He really is.
Even when he opted to go to Miami, I was still a LeBron's fan because LeBron did what LeBron could do while he could here for 7 years. He had to go. He got a couple championships, came back, and won a championship here for Cleveland. So I applaud that young fella, man.
How crazy was it down there when he won it, Herb?
It was absolutely nuts, and I I had to experience it for myself. So I actually went to the parade that had 2 million people out there. Yeah, it was crazy, and it was hot.
Wow.
Man, but it was, I wouldn't have missed it because
I hear that.
That may not ever happen again. May not ever
right.
happen. So it
right.
was,
wow.
it was this town was flipped upside down in a positive way.
I know it was.
Yeah.
Wow.
In a positive way.
Wow.
Yeah,
wow.
A lot of fun. Well,
wow.
listen, I want to know something. I mean, I'm just, I kind of know the answer, and of course, I have to mention my people. But Regina, I understand
uh-oh.
That Miles was the fella from Staccato Management that got in touch with you.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I wanted to give Staccato a plug. Dahlia
yay.
And Miles from Staccato Management, who I'm working with now. Great people, man. Great, wonderful
yes.
people. Yes.
Nice.
Absolutely.
Oh, I thought
that's
you were going to ask something difficult. Hey, Cuban, I was scared for a second.
I could tell you were. I could tell.
I was like, okay.
Yeah, well, hey, Regina, I don't know you well enough to ask you those type of questions. So you don't have to be afraid. Not yet. You don't have to be afraid
okay.
yet. Wait till I get to
yeah.
know you.
Yeah, yeah. It was one of those moments like, should I tell the truth or do I make up a tale?
Well, last thing I've got.
Yes.
I only have one more question for you. And
sure.
that's, once the COVID is over and it's safe to move about,
mm-hmm.
the first two or three things on the list for Herb Wilborn Jr. to do?
Well, always getting back to performing live.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's the staple of musicians, performing in front of a live audience.
Right.
Working diligently with Staccato Management, with Dahlia and Miles, and trying to set up a tour. And, of course, continuing to write. And let's hope this thing, by this time next year, allows us to do some of the things that we need to do to get back on track. Yeah.
Wow.
That's the same concept.
Yeah. Sounds good. Well, let
that's
everyone know where to find you and where to find all your great music.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm actually in the process of reconstructing my website. I wanted to revamp my website. It will be up in the next month. And it will, the website is, and I'll let you guys know what the website is. It's, Herb is www.herbwilbornjr. And you can find some of the music on all the download sites, CD Baby. I can't even call some of these sites. You know, you guys know the download sites. You know the sites. And, of course, if you'd like to hear some of the performance and see some live performance, you can hit me up on my YouTube page, Herb Wilborn Jr., and I'm pretty easy to find. Thank God. I'm pretty easy to
excellent.
Find.
Excellent. Well, we appreciate you spending some time with us. You're a lot of fun. And I just started following you on Instagram.
Ah,
so
okay.
For all of you, he is Herb Wilborn Jr. You just type that into Instagram. He comes right up. So make sure you follow him to get more
yeah.
of that great music that he is putting out.
Yeah.
And we, again, man, we appreciate you coming through. And
thanks. We appreciate the moment.
Let us know when you're touring. Let us know when you're, if you do that virtual thing, make sure
yeah.
you let us know so we can be there and we can be
okay.
shouting and acting like we don't have no senses. We are excited to do that.
I sure will. I sure will.
Great.
It's always nice to meet new friends. So we're gonna start our friendship from today and continue.
There you go.
Regina.
We'll be following
absolutely.
You and all that stuff. And Regina, this is what we're going to do. We're going to end the show with Herb's song. We're going to end the show
appreciate.
With Herb's song, Appreciate the Moment.
The
and
moment.
For everybody, before we play that last song, because we will not be returning after the song stops. So Once again, we just want to thank Herb Wilborn Jr. for coming through, doing his thing. He's a fantastic guest. We'll
thank
be back
you.
Next week.
Yes.
We'll
Absolutely.
Be better than ever. Regina, you ready?
What? I'm appreciating the moment, babe. Yep, I'm ready.
All right, great. Well,
right,
there you have it, everybody.
God bless you both. Thank you so much
God
for having
you,
me.
Love.
All right.
Thanks, Herb.
You
take
you,
care, brother.
Thank
All right
you.
Now.
Wonderful.
That was Herb.
Wonderful.
Wilborn Jr. Phenomenal. What a nice guy. Just
you
a
know
nice
what you
guy.
Mean? You
What's
know what
up?
You meant during this difficult time, you know, during this on Wednesday and talking with these guests. I hope it is as much as joyful to you as it is to me. They just
Absolutely.
Bring, they just bring miles. They just give me joy. Just give me joy.
I could tell.
An otherwise dreadful day.
after we listened to the song and you heard that flute, you seemed really relaxed. And yeah. It was
yeah.
Yeah.
It's fabulous.
Anyway,
it's fabulous.
So Herb did his thing, everybody.
Uh-huh.
And let's just put that in the CEO's ear that we would love to go to Chicago so that
Cleveland.
We can check out Herb Wilborn Jr. Cleveland. What's wrong with me?
Cleveland. I'm going to go everywhere. Who cares? We're going to go everywhere. Let's go everywhere.
On that note, we are out of here. We're going to play Herb's song, Appreciate the Moment. Want to thank him one more time for coming through, doing his thing. Phenomenal guest. Make sure you check him out, everybody. Make sure
Thanks,
you
Miles.
Check him out. All right. We're out of here, everybody.
All righty. Have a fabulous night.